The Taoiseach said the government will weigh everything up ahead of a decision on whether to proceed with the full lifting of COVID restrictions from Friday week. Micheál Martin told a meeting of Fianna Fáil TDs, senators and MEPs that there are real issues of concern in relation to the virus. Separately, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, NIAC, will make a recommendation in the coming days on the rollout of booster vaccines. Mary Regan of our political staff.
Ahead of what is due to be the full and final lifting of COVID restrictions from next Friday, the Taoiseach and Tánaiste have both been giving sobering assessments of where things currently stand. Micheál Martin said the trajectory of the virus has taken a wrong turn. He told a meeting of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party last night that there's been a sudden rise in case numbers and the government will weigh everything up over the coming days. Leah Varadkar, meanwhile, told a meeting of Fine Gael TDs, senators and MEPs that the metrics are worrying and going in the wrong direction. He said more than 300,000 adults have not taken the vaccine, and while it's a personal choice for everyone, those choices, he said, have effects on others. The government will examine the data over the coming days and make a call at next Tuesday's Cabinet meeting about whether to move ahead with what was to be a change of policy from government-imposed restrictions to personal responsibility.
Police in Norway say a 37-year-old Danish citizen is suspected of killing five people in an attack in which a bow and arrow was used in the town of Kongsberg, west of the capital Oslo. The motive for the killings at several locations in the town is unclear. The suspect, who was resident in the town, is now in custody and is believed to have acted alone. The first victims were shopping in a supermarket. Øyvind Aas is the local police chief.
With the information we have now, the person acted alone. Because of the way the events unfolded, it is natural to assess whether this was a terrorist attack. The arrested man has not been interviewed yet, so it's too early to say what his motives could be.
An SDLP MP has said she genuinely believes the new proposals from the EU on implementing the Northern Ireland Protocol offer a genuine way forward. The changes announced yesterday evening would result in a large reduction in the number of post-Brexit checks and controls on goods moving between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Claire Hannah, who represents Belfast South at Westminster, told this programme that her party is acutely aware of particular hurt felt by unionists through the perception of barriers within the UK.
But we genuinely believe these proposals from the EU would offer a huge amount of solution in that regard and should be pursued in good faith. It is a worry that some unionist parties in the UK government may wish to sort of keep this on a low boil until the Assembly election and use it for that electoral purpose, and that would be really negative for Northern Ireland.
A comprehensive global study has found that carbon emissions are again on the rise in the world's 20 richest nations. The Climate Transparency Report says they'll go up by 4% this year, mainly due to increased fossil fuel use, having fallen by 6% last year because of the pandemic. The report found positive signs with solar and wind installations reaching new records and with political leaders making pledges ahead of the Glasgow COP26 climate conference, which begins in just over 2 weeks' time. President Biden has announced longer hours at the United States' largest port, Los Angeles, as part of an effort to ease supply chain blockages. It will start operating 24 hours a day to try to clear long queues of cargo ships stuck at sea waiting to dock. The decision was taken after a meeting with retailers, unions and delivery companies to get goods moving faster in the run-up to the busy Black Friday and Christmas shopping seasons. Data shows that the number of third-level students being deemed eligible to receive State SUSE grants continues to fall, while numbers attending college continue to rise. This year, 71,500 students were awarded grants by the state's student maintenance body. It compares to 85,000 in 2016 and represents a decline of 16% over 5 years. The decline contrasts with a similar percentage growth in student numbers over almost the same period. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Cloudy this morning and largely dry. Some scattered patches of drizzle will break out through the day, brightening up at times, but overall staying quite cloudy. A band of rain will push into Ulster and North Connacht later in the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees.